There is one rather extreme claim that goes on the Chinese internet these days. That is, Chinese fathers provide their children with nothing but money and a family name. Everything concerning raising a kid falls on to the mom's shoulder, from taking care of their daily eating and dressing them up, following them up with homework, amongst all kinds of things. As fathers always pass the buck on the other parent, exhausted moms call themselves widowed parents in a marriage. So, is widow parenting prevalent in China?
I believe so. I believe so. This is the buzzword that I have been looking for a long time. This buzzword is widow parenting. It has aroused heated discussion on the internet recently. It refers to the families in which one parent bears far more responsibility for raising children than the other. In the context of China's fast-paced, stress-inducing big cities like Beijing, Shanghai, the phrase widow parent is much more likely to be used by exasperated, exhausted mothers like me, especially when referring to the lack of fatherly involvement in their children's upbringing and education. And there are some typical impressions of a Chinese father that I want to mention here a little bit. For example, they are typically like coming home very late every day, and they always think, okay, it's their wife's business to handle everything about their kids' affairs, and they're always playing on their mobile phone. We're not watching TV, we're reading newspaper or something like that. Or they complain about, man, we do not have any talent in dealing with kids. You go
Yeah,
like that.
so guys simply just don't even try.
Yeah, it seems like it. As someone who, believe it or not, does not have a Chinese father, I can't say as to whether or not this is an issue strongly in China or not, but I can say that globally, I think this is a phenomenon. This is not something that's unique to China, and maybe it's becoming less prevalent now in modern society. But going back, 50, 60 years, it wasn't, kind of unusual to see the father basically just kind of put down his suitcase and hang up his coat, and that was it for the day in terms of parenting.
Yeah, but now we're in the 21st century and a decade after the 21st century as we enter the millennium, and this is still happening, and this has been one of those social phenomena that's recently been recognized in a way, and people are saying that there is an absence of the father's role in a family household. That's really interesting, but why is that happening here in China?
I think there are multiple reasons. One of the reasons is because China is a traditional country, and there is a traditional gender role in many people's mind that the responsibility of raising children, specifically the everyday routine of like washing, dressing, feeding children, or teaching them how to write Chinese characters or English even, fell disproportionately on women, and the father's absence is always lauded, not condemned, because people believe, it's father's responsibility to earn money. But hello, these days women also make money, they also need to go to work. And few father, I should say, I mean, some of the fathers can earn maybe 90% of the income of the whole household, but not always like that. Like women make half, or the men make half, but not fair. Unfairly speaking, women has to do all kinds of chores, including taking care of the children at the same time.
You just portrayed the worst deal in the world ever, and it seems like women are getting the short end of that deal. So basically, by the sound of it, while I don't have a family as my own kind of small family right
Yeah,
now, so
lucky you.
really, whoa, okay. And so I'm listening to girlfriends talk about all this stuff, and just judging by what Liu Min said earlier, it just sounds like so society, our mom and dads have educated us from since we were little girls that you need to be good at studies, and later on, you need to succeed in the workplace. You need to be a strong career woman, and also, you need to find a good husband.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with that. And then, you start having kids, and guess what? You become a mom, and a working mom. That's more work. And what do I get paid for? The same salary, which
or
more people
lower?
Are sharing. Oh, yes. Yes, I'm lucky if I get my salary as they used to be. And then I have extra work at home.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah, I'm just stunned.
I think, again, I will kind of, you know, kind of dodge the bullet for all men everywhere. But I think what is an interesting point, what you mentioned there, is it's not just about the mother taking all the responsibilities. Is the bar for being a good father and being a good mother is very, very different, because to be a good mother, you have to list all of these responsibilities. You know, you have to make sure everyone's well-dressed. You have to make sure their hair is not ridiculous. You have to make sure everyone is presentable. But to be a good father, you kind of just have to show up. You just kind of have to be around and there, and you get a lot of credit for that.
Yes, I'm so glad, Lincoln, you brought this up. I think the expectation from what the mom needs to do and the father needs to do, they're vastly different. I remember one of my girlfriends, who is a mom now, said that when she was giving birth to the baby, you know, that's one big moment for a woman. And also, you know, the dad was nice enough to be there, I suppose. And also, he wanted to be in the operation room. And yeah, and all of the nurses were like wooing and owing about the fact that that man was there when my friend was in pain and was trying to push this person out of her body. And she's just doing her job, you know, that's natural, that's what's expected from women. But her husband, the fact that he was there, present, was earning the praises.
But now, even if we go a little bit further than that,
weird.
Also a very recent thing as well. Again, as we say, 50 years ago, you know, you went to go sit in a room, and if you had a boy, you had a cigar, and that was the end of the thing. But nowadays, it seems like more men are trying to get involved, but there seems to be, if not a traditional, a kind of institutional difference in terms of how we treat men and women as parents. Just to kind of give a little bit of facts and figures where I'm from South Africa, and I drilled down a little bit deeper into this, and it turns out in South Africa it's relatively high, the amount of single parents. So when we say single parents, we tend to see that mostly being women, not necessarily men, and it's as high as 60% in South Africa, and kind of the developed world average is about 25%. And then once you go further into the developed world, it's about 15%. So we see that people are able to take on all of the responsibility. It seems like where we're kind of a little bit unhappy, and people are unhappy if we come back to the original kind of jumping off point, is that when there are two parents, it seems like only one person is taking most of the responsibility. I would argue, and you guys can jump down my throat for it.
I'm ready.
Be ready. I don't actually think 50-50 is all that possible, realistically speaking. Mm-hmm. Whether or not it's the man or the woman, I don't think that there's ever really a case where people can go exactly half and half in terms of accepting those responsibilities, because that's just not, I don't know if that's realistic.
I want to say something realistic. True in my life, because most of the women that I, including my girlfriends, when we talk with each other, they just pretend to be very happy mom and wives. But I know there are problems, and they are lonely because they are solely on themselves raising the kid. For example, on my own experience, whenever both of myself and my husband are in the WeChat group of the kindergarten, whenever there is a notice, I would reply to the teacher right away. My husband never respond, and I have to copy the information to him in private again to notify him, and nothing happens, because whenever there's a notice, I am the person to pay for the tuition fee to go to talk to the teacher or to do whatever the kindergarten wants. And those Chinese men traditionally thinking after marriage, after giving birth to a baby, women should be staying at home taking care of the family. So they no longer need to go to join some socials like banquets with guys, with girlfriends and boyfriends. But my husband still have the tradition or habit to go to those banquets or the socials with his friends. He thinks it's very natural. And when I say, okay, I have sacrificed my time to the family and it's my turn to go to social with my girls. And he said, okay, but not too often because your responsibility is to take care of the kid. And that's very true. And that's very natural. And that's happening to nearly every family in China. It's just that the girls are too proud to admit fact. And I'm talking about it on the radio. Hello, girlfriend.
Bravo.
Wow. I think it's a great point. And one of my personal pet peeves is, well, now as you get to working and you have people who have kids already and you start befriending them as well, is they go, no, your guy friends or whatever. So now I'm babysitting today. Whose kids are you babysitting? Oh, my own kids. That's not babysitting. You don't babysit your own kids. That's just called being a parent. So if you don't, that's not something that you have to find time to do. That's something that you're actually supposed to do. So I think there's definitely got to be a different impression about what it means to actually parent kids from a dad's perspective. That being said, as someone who is not a dad, I can't comment too much, but I do find that often to be a very weird thing to kind of say that you're doing a special task by taking care of your own kids.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, like, oh, this is the worst deal for women. Again, that term just comes to my mind again.
But you know that I have to say that I do enjoy the precious time I spend with my children, and I think it will take nothing out of me to compare to their value in my heart. So I would love to spend as much time as possible with them and educate them and give them anything that I need. But more importantly, I want to emphasize to those fathers on the radio, you know, by the radio who listen to the show now, the role of the father in the family education is really, really important. And we have to, you know, to tell those fathers, please be a company to your children as mm-hmm. much time as possible.
Yeah,
because during the process of growing up, the children really need to learn you as being a model there, as being a father, as being a man. You know, they have to learn about how to be a man if this is a boy. If it's a girl, then they have to know what is the role model of being a man, and then she will know what kind of man she wants to marry in the future. Otherwise, things would be...
Or what kind of man she doesn't want to marry in the future.
Right.
It's very important education for kids. Just, I think it's not about how or what their parents are teaching them. Sometimes it's just the fact that you see your parents living, their interaction and their behavior, and that is education. It's not about telling your kids how to live, but it's for your kids to see how you live. And that's the most valuable lesson, I suppose. So dads need to be there. And I'm glad we get to talk about this on our platform, as recently in the media, I saw that there's this really popular show. I think it's called Moms Are Superheroes. I think it's a reality show that involves a lot of celebrity parents. And just looking at the title of that show gets me really angry because it seems to imply or encourage that moms should be superheroes. What about the dad? What about the dad in all of this? Because moms are already doing this much, and now you're still pushing women to do more. And what about the dad? So I'm so glad that, Lincoln, you did mention that, oh, it's hard to be 50-50 when it comes to dividing the tasks in a household. I think Chinese women are asking very little from their
exactly.
guys. Or, you know, our male listeners out there, maybe little boys out there, listen to this. Can't you at least try to do 10% or 20%? Let's go from there. It's not a lot to ask for. Just maybe, Lumian, is this okay? Like maybe 2 hours or half a day in the weekends just to keep your kids company? At least something like that. Start from something as small as that.
I think my husband is okay. I give him like a 50% out of 100 point scores.
Okay, so 50.
Already a compliment.
Yeah,
okay.
If he's listening, he's got.
He's not listening.
He should be listening.
Okay, he's not listening. Oh, good. Thank you, God. He's really extremely busy. But I know sometimes he's just giving me some excuses by going out with other guys to have a beer, you know, a relaxation and talk and or bitch about their wives or whatever, you know, or family life.
Women anyway, need to do that too.
It's good. You need to decompress, but
I don't have time. That's my problem, and I should ask for more time for myself. But the thing is, sometimes maybe twice a month, he would take his son to climb up a mountain, like half a day, and I would do some chores at home. Mm-hmm. Or maybe next time I need to go to do a facial for myself.
Mm. Yes, and you need to
ask him to take off the kids.
Yeah, that's good. That sounds like there's negotiation going on and there's progress, and it's important to get the guys off their butt, start looking after the kids for at least, you know, 20% of the time maybe, and then we go from there. Yeah. We aim at 50-50.
But it is like you said just there now, people aren't, you know, women aren't asking for much. 10%, 20%.
And go from there. Yeah. Let's not settle the deal that easily.
Yeah, but also, yeah, okay, let's not settle at 20%. That's why you ask for 60 and you settle for 50.
Yeah.
And they don't like it.
The art of the deal.
You walk away and then you come
only
back. That's the key.
The truth is,
to all negotiation.
The truth is he only does 30%.
Oh, no.
30%. I give him a 50% as a fake score.
As a fake score.
Okay.
As an alternative score.
It's all true. But I think it's, you know, it's very important. Fatherhood is about rule, about responsibility, prospects, personality, and independence. For example, when they climb up the mountain, my kid could be very tired, and he was, oh, can we just give it up? My husband would say, no, we give it a go. We continue to climb onto the top of the mountain. So give him a role of being a responsible man. So that's very important because I am not capable to provide that kind of role. And it's very important for a father to be company to a son. I have two sons. I want them to be strong and confident, independent, not like some, you know, to be something, some guy like a very sissy in the future or girly like that. You know, just because they spend too much with the lady. You know, they need to be with a man at least.
Yeah, that's interesting. Also, that's one source of criticism, actually, these days. There's all this discussion about Chinese boys are increasingly less masculine. Someone seems to agree with that. And it seems like maybe people are drilling down to the fact that it's because when Chinese kids are being raised in the family, it's usually the mom there. In school, it's usually female teachers. So the lack of a male's role in the growing up experience of the child has a negative influence on them in that way.
Yeah, and also girls tend to fall in love with middle-aged guys in their 20s.
Daddy issues.
All right, I'm gonna
lost love from their father.
I'm gonna step in here because there's also there are also women who have very good fathers who fall in love with middle-aged men as well. So I don't know if we can draw too much.
Yeah, we'll complain too much about
from that. But
fathers.
It is interesting that you mention the idea of masculinity. You mentioned the idea of if boys don't have strong role models, they tend to, you know, this kind of come away feminine is, I think, something that people are referring to. I think that's a much larger conversation because if we kind of look at the idea of what it means to be a man, it's very much tied up in what it means to be a father to many people, especially to women. Like the kind of the easiest way you can assassinate a woman's character is to question her credibility as a mother. And I wonder why it isn't necessarily the same for men, because there's many people, men out there with bad fathers who have behaved poorly, but, you know, they go on to have good careers and they exist in kind of spheres of influence and stuff like that. So, and also I just, you know, you mentioned that mums have to be superheroes. That comes with some benefits, in my opinion, because, you know, people still tend to, if they write songs, all the songs are always about mum, how much I love my mum, how great my mum is. But if they write songs about dad, it's always about, you know, dad wasn't there, why wasn't my dad there?
He's talking about women get all kinds of praises.
No, I'm saying there's other praise as well. I think, you know, being a good father, we are moving into a place where I think we need to kind of discuss exactly what that means. Yeah. What do we expect from our... Because now it's saying, okay, cool, number one, we want you to be there.
Yeah.
And number two, now that you are there, what are you, what are you contributing? What are you actually doing?
Yeah, that's a really good point. I think we need to give some tips or suggestions to future fathers, or I know we have some lovely fathers as listeners, and sometimes they show off their baby's pictures, and a couple of our longtime listeners have even sent me messages on WeChat showing off that they actually do attend these weekend activities with their kids. I think that's great. And I remember an old colleague of mine, John Artman, used to say that he's always astounded when he takes his kid to like these weekend kindergarten activities or whatever to keep the kids, happy or whatever. And it's always he's the only dad there. Last minute advice. What should fathers be doing to be a good dad?
I think you should keep in good shape if you're a father so that you can play with your kids, because your kids deserve to have someone who can pick them up and put them down and run around with them. That would be my number one tip at the moment, because that's what my dad couldn't do.
Try your best to use as much time as possible to be there with your kids.
Not try as much time, at least a day, okay? Saturday, that's daddy's day, and you'll be happy with the results. I'm just going to say that out loud.
Yes.
To dads and fathers to be out there, and also moms and moms to be, we need to stand our ground, make that claim too. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang.